speaking with James Dick, who performs Beethoven's fourth piano concerto this weekend for the San Antonio Chamber Music Society. Jimmy, you're going to be at Temple Beth El with the Kremlin Chamber Orchestra. How is it to make music with friends? Because I know they visited you there in Round Top, and this concerto, I bet, is an old friend as well.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much, John, for visiting. I love this chamber orchestra. I played with them also in Moscow last year. They are remarkably fine. Misha Rafalevsky, the conductor, is such a remarkably wonderful conductor as well. And he's selected some wonderful, mostly advanced young artists from Moscow, who many have just at least graduated from the conservatory or are playing on their own. So it's a very collegial group. They work together a lot. They play a good deal. They rehearse a good deal. But the most wonderful aspect is that they make remarkably beautiful and tremendous music together. Misha is a real musician, and so it's a great pleasure to perform what I think is one of the world's great contributions to the piano repertoire, and that's the Beethoven Fourth.
It's a very romantic program. There's Schubert, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, and this wonderful Beethoven, which, you know, starts out with the piano. Is that sort of one of those great sound worlds that you can create and then start sharing with the orchestra?
Well, it's a very interesting because it starts out, you're quite right, with this introduction, which was unusual in Beethoven's time. Of course, as you know, in the Beethoven Emperor Concerto, it starts with these marvelous huge columns of sound from the orchestra before the piano enters with the incredible cadenza all based upon that E-flat chord. But this starts out with the most beautiful G major chord that one can imagine. It's one of the most exciting and most reverential matters to enunciate that chord at the very beginning. It's one of the great thrills to me is to make that G major chord, the piece in G major, to begin with. And then, right after that opening statement in the piano, the orchestra then comes in the most remarkable advance into a whole different key. And then they join together again to bring it back to the G major again with remarkable beauty and genius on Beethoven's part. I've often said to people, and I spoke to people when I was playing in Tucson this past weekend, that if I were having to be on a desert island, I would want to not be without Beethoven. So I just revel in the marvelous capacity of his genius to write for all instruments, but mostly to find within himself that musical expression which comes through in all of his works. I'm thrilled to Beethoven. And I'm very pleased that the month of October is a great Beethoven month for me because I gave two performances of the Emperor, and now I will have two performances of the Beethoven, one in San Antonio, which I'm thrilled to be playing again. It's a remarkably wonderful city to me. I feel at home there. And then again here the following weekend at Round Top. And then a concert in Galveston, a solo recital at the Opera House there, which one half of the concert is all Beethoven sonatas. So I feel very fortunate indeed this month.
I know there are passages, our listeners may or may not know the term cadenza, that this wonderful portion where, you know, the orchestra stops and it's just the piano, not talking about the beginning, but, you know, the actual, you know, sort of solo part. And I was curious, are there particular cadenzas that you prefer for the concertos, or do you,
well,
you make up your own?
Cadenzas.
Do you?
They're wonderful. The first movement has an extensive one, which is just, I don't see how anyone could do better with it. The last movement has a rather shorter cadenza, but again, such a powerful one in that beautiful movement. And of course, the essential, I think, matter, we have to talk about the second movement, which is a real dialogue between the orchestra and the piano, between a kind of very strong statements of the orchestra, followed by this rather Eusebius-like response in the piano each time. It's really a remarkable duel that's happening, but not one of fighting, but one of spirit, one of essential humanity. It's just remarkable how that movement progresses and how it fits in between the two other movements. In a way, the Beethoven Fourth is a great chamber work, and I am thrilled that a friend of Misha's has transcribed this piece for string orchestra and piano, and it, to my mind, really works. There's every part of the original score of Beethoven seems to fit well with all strings. And of course, as you know, an instrument can have a variety of sound and texture. Somehow this orchestra really finds that. So that I like this arrangement for string orchestra and piano very, very much. It's unusual. It's one of a kind. I don't think it's ever been heard before in Texas, certainly, and rare anywhere. This combination of the Beethoven Fourth, only for strings, and the piano as well. It's a very interesting, it's exciting, I think, for the audience to hear this, too.
Well, we're looking forward to this, this Beethoven and whatnot. And as always, it's just a real pleasure to talk to you, Jimmy.
Well, always as well, John. I admire what you're doing. But I want you to be sure to express to all my friends and I hope new friends in San Antonio that I hope they will attend this concert. I think they will enjoy it. It's a remarkable ensemble. I think it's one of a kind. They are, of course, the top ensemble of their kind in Russia. And fortunately, Misha lives both there and in this country. So they come here frequently, from sometimes every other year. And they are so outstanding and give a thrill musically to everyone who attends, I believe. And we'll try to do our very best.